Hey, what's happening?
Hey, Brooks.
His basement buddy.
This is John. That's Brooks.
I'm Brooks.
And we're...
This is our intro. We do at the beginning of the podcast.
Very well rehearsed that we've done, you know, over 100 times now. It's us. Hello. Hi. Let me bang the mic a little bit here.
It is Father's
Happy
Day.
Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day, man.
Thanks.
Just, let me just look at the script over here.
Yes.
Happy Father's Day, John.
Stay on script, please.
How is it having three children on this glorious of holidays?
It is nice. I am happy to have them.
We need to get a better writer.
Yeah, that guy sucks.
That guy sucks. I mean, what do we expect from an intern?
Yeah, we should pay him, probably.
Nah, well, we'll get there.
One day.
Once them Patreon dollars start rolling in.
Yeah, we got to set that up. Get all that sweet free cash, right?
So you sent me a TikTok video.
I did.
I just watched it of a dude being goofy with Heelys.
Right. It just seemed very Brooksy. Something that you would do.
I'm getting more acceptable. I'm accepting myself for who I am.
Uh-huh.
In this ripe old age of 35.
Right.
Like, what, 2 years ago I started drawing because drawing's for pussies and whatnot.
Is that what Joe Rogan told you?
No.
He said masks are for bitches.
Oh, right?
Yeah.
Well, does he have a beard under?
No.
Does he have a job?
Pretty scraggly.
Does he have a job that stops him from?
He also has like $100 million from Spotify.
Yeah, all right.
It's fucking Joe Rogan.
He can do whatever he wants. He can pay for the good COVID treatments.
Yeah.
The ones that actually work.
Right, instead of these fake ones that they're giving to people.
And all that vitamin C and whatever that you need to get through. I listened to it. It was like, take the calcium.
Oh, yeah? Who said
everybody
that?
Everybody should be upping up their calcium right now. If you're not, bump it up. That'll
calcium?
It was something. I wasn't paying attention enough.
It's vitamin D. Vitamin D
that.
Is important.
Is that the sun?
Yeah. So
I'm outside
good.
All the time.
Yeah, you're fine. But it's good for you anyway. You should be out there getting some sunshine every once in a while.
So I wish I could be a person that's more goofy on video.
Oh, okay.
But people like yourself, silently or not so silently, and
right.
My wife roll their eyes.
I would judge you very harshly.
Like I made a video of me making my snack. I think
right.
We talked about, but I didn't mention that my wife walked in. Midway as I'm recording me pouring granola
right.
onto my raspberries. And she's like, what are you doing? I'm like,
nothing. Being normal.
Watching pornography.
Yeah. No, you're not. You're filming stuff.
Give me that.
Yeah, you wish this was porn. This is way worse.
But yeah, I could be doing, or if I could hand her my
phone. Yeah,
say,
you need a supportive partner in your goofiness.
Record me doing jumping jacks on these stairs. Quick.
Yeah, sorry. Well, you could get like a stand for your phone.
I have.
It's not going to be as good, though.
I have it. Yeah, it's not as good.
Yeah.
I am too cheap to buy a stand. I found this tripod over here next to a dumpster.
Oh,
and
very
I
good.
Rigged up another tripod for kids. I just taped it onto the top of the tripod.
I noticed it's pretty groovy. That was what our Zoom setup was,
yep.
Right?
And, it could be the fact that I'm too cheap and don't have anybody. I don't know. I could be doing cool, goofy TikTok videos.
Well, it doesn't have to be that elaborate. You don't need a whole production crew to follow you around. You could just be like, here's me being dumb at work.
And then
I don't care. Do whatever you want.
All right. I'll start that TikTok video. Jeez, John, if I twist my arm, I'll do it.
Yeah, I was just...
I'll wear my basement buddy's t-shirt every time.
All right, good. Yeah, get that brand out there.
Every time I'm out there.
I think TikTok's doing really well because there's no TV or anything's going... Like, nothing's going on.
Mm-hmm.
There's no movies.
No. I sent this... Netflix is, like, scraping the bottom of the barrel.
Right.
On things that have already been made and passed on in
like,
the past.
It's good enough. Just air it. People
years.
Are... hungry for something.
There's a show called The Floor is Lava.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that we brought that up last week on the podcast, and I
You think they're stealing from us?
I think they might be stealing from us, John.
They have one of their interns listening.
They listen to their
good idea. Make it a show.
They listened to our podcast last night when I posted it.
You're right.
Quickly got it into production and had it up on Netflix. Wow.
They've really streamlined that process. It takes no time at all to make a show.
But I love the show. Check it out. Floor's Lava, John.
Okay.
If you want. They don't. It's real. It's behind the scenes, it's really just orange water.
Oh, it's not really lava.
And they're jumping from obstacle to obstacle. But.
Is it like that Punch-Out show or whatever?
Yeah. It's like
where
that.
People got clobbered and fell into the water.
Yeah. But they have kind of a chance. But whenever somebody falls in the lava, they act like they fall in lava, and then they just are never seen again.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, no, we fall in lava!
There's scuba divers underneath who, like, grab them and
give them a mask.
Give them a mask, and pull them underwater forever. Oh, that's cool.
Or they probably just, like,
cut it.
Maybe. The guy swimming off to the side.
Maybe they're really murdering these people. Maybe someday.
They could be.
I hope TV gets to that point.
All for $10,000.
You know people would line up for that. They're like, you know, this might kill you. People are like, that's fine.
I mean, just imagine how much harder you would work. Like, get out there. You're on the middle of some Easter Island head.
Yeah.
In the middle of some real lava.
Mm.
And you got to jump to that next one.
Hell yeah. The guy falls. He's like, I wasted my life. Yeah. There's plenty of people who do that.
There'd be a lot more screaming.
Right.
Because you don't sink into lava.
No.
I imagine you just lay on top and burn alive.
Yep. Because lava is very dense, so you're not going to sink in that at all. Okay. Not like in those cartoons.
Okay, I need lava boots.
Okay.
That's my secret.
Like moon boots?
Yep.
And you just bounce away.
Just bouncing out. What's that? My feet here.
Need some more cat turds on the ground.
Ooh, what is this?
The litter box is in the other room, but sometimes the cats drag turds into the basement.
The downside of having a long-haired cat.
Yep.
A lot of dingleberries, and you got to trim back there every once in a while.
I watched a video on Cats by Zay Frank.
The musical? The one that just came out to
documentary? No, I still haven't seen that.
The documentary? It's up on your server?
Did I download it?
I don't know.
Maybe I did. But, you know, normal cats in the wild, they have two layers of fur. They have their outer hair and then their inner hair. And when they're grooming themselves, they're cleaning the lower hair.
Mm.
It's part of why their tongues are all raspy. They have sandpaper. It's to like get through the top hair and then clean the bottom hair.
Mm-hmm.
Except domesticated long hair cats can't properly clean themselves because their hair is too long.
And
so we bred them to have this longer hair and they can't like properly take care of themselves.
I say it's worth it.
Worth it for their pretty long hair.
Oh, man.
So pretty.
We came back from the coast.
How many cats do you have, by the way?
I have two cats.
Two?
I have a black and white cat that loves when I get out of the shower. Just loves rubbing on my feet.
That's because they're like, this is the closest I get to cleaning myself.
Is that
the long-haired one?
No, that's the short-haired one.
Oh, never mind then.
The short, I think it's like, oh, shit, he rubbed his my stank off. I got to rub it back on. Got to rub my pheromones on this guy's feet.
Could be.
And I love it. Also, when I get out of the hot tubs, another perk of the hot tub.
Mm. You get cat attention?
I think this is like few more steps and furry.
And then you'll be a furry?
Yeah.
I hope so. Someday you'll discover the furry inside you. What animal would you choose?
We could mix it.
They all seem to be dogs. They're always like wolves.
I imagine there's a hierarchy.
Right.
Like wolves at the top. Why not go mythical?
There's people who are dragons or whatever. How come no one's like a dumb animal like a turtle? He's like,
well.
He's not like fuzzy and cute.
It's hard getting your dick out if you're in a turtle costume.
Mm, yeah. They do have like little dick sleeves that they use that are fur covered.
Hmm?
So you can slip it out.
Enough.
Research?
Research
I'll
on
send
this.
You some documentaries later.
So, Father's Day, John. Happy Father's Day. back to the script.
Yeah, do you do anything special for Father's Day?
We actually hung out with family for the first time, and you went out to your mom's a few weeks back.
I did.
Yep. We went to Jamie's brother's.
You went to my mom's as well?
I went to your mom's. Oh, said hello.
How's she doing?
She's all right.
Mm.
She kept getting in my personal space, you know?
Yeah, she does that. But you went to Jamie's family's
place?
I went
to Jamie's brother's house, and her family was over there, and his in-laws were over there.
Okay.
So it was just a big old barbecue out in the backyard.
Here in town?
Spaced, socially distanced.
Oh, did you really?
I mean,
as much as you can.
We didn't wear masks. We didn't. I mean, but we're just out in the backyard. I don't know.
Well, I mean, it's not.
It's been so long. It's like right. So
far. The virus went away.
These people, the virus, it's went away in my mind.
Right.
Yeah. Even though it's stronger, more potent than ever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sure is.
This is the time. Turns out we could have been hanging out this whole time leading up to it, but now we choose.
Went like the worst possible time to start hanging out.
You know what? The government said we're allowed. So you know what?
Did they?
I don't know. Jeez, John, are you tired?
Excuse me. Yes.
But it was cool. Yeah.
Kate Brown said we still, like, nothing's changed in Multnomah County.
But the barbershops are opened up.
Have they?
I can get my hair cut.
Okay.
I think.
I feel like we still have, aren't we? We're not even in phase one, right?
What?
I don't remember. I don't pay
attention. Who knows? I was on vacation all week.
So it doesn't count. Yeah, I understand where you're at. It's hard to stay, you know, restricted for so long, and you just start, that's just human nature. You go, a little cheat here and there is okay. And I'm guilty of that myself because I saw my mom, and I don't know what consequences we'll pay for this.
This is just the beginning.
If I had some, I don't know.
Who knows? Who knows what the future may hold?
Yeah. But I try to always wear my mask. Not when I hang out with my mom, I didn't. But I see people like at Plaid. Nobody's wearing masks in there anymore.
I think our governor said people.
It's up to the business.
I thought it was every, like, you have to wear them inside.
I think that required. That rule might be coming.
On Wednesday, perhaps? Last Wednesday?
Well, whatever the rules are, who knows, because people are not following it.
You know what? I drove by the farmer's market. You want to see a place where everybody's wearing the mask?
Farmer's market?
Farmer's market.
Bunch of white people?
Bunch of white people out. They're already paying 2 to 3 times more for broccoli.
Oh, got to get that expensive broccoli.
They
got
to get out and wear that mask.
Yeah.
And Donald Trump came out and said, people that wear their masks are only doing it to say, fuck you, president.
Did he say that?
So then
was that before or after he drank a glass of water and people cheered for it? Did you hear that? You see that shit last night?
I didn't see, but he drank
earlier
it.
In the week, he was kind of shakily drinking a glass of water. And then he had a rally in Tulsa.
He made a point to normally.
He's like, look at me, drink this glass of water. And people are like, yeah. It's just silly.
And Tanya did that thing. She's what? Like, there's nothing in that cup he's drinking.
It was a clear glass.
I can tell.
Yeah. Hey, that coffee cup's empty.
Wait a minute.
I hope he falls down that ramp.
He can drink water one-handed.
Wow. Yeah, that's where we're at. That's the level we're at these days.
I'm proud of
him. He's done a great job. America is stronger than ever. Yes.
So, Daniel, my little boy,
mm-hmm.
is riding a bike.
Yeah.
Like a big boy. Two wheels.
And everything? No training wheels?
He took off his training wheels. Leading up to 5, he was like, I'm taking off my training wheels at 5. And then 5 came, and I was like, all right, buddy, it's your 5th birthday. Let's take off those training wheels. He's like, no. And that was a couple months ago.
I don't remember when I did. Do you remember when you took off your training wheels?
I'd never had training wheels.
Yeah.
My dad was like, you're going to just learn. And
you just did?
Yeah.
I guess you were trying to keep up with your brothers and the neighborhood kids and shit like that.
Because my friend Aaron was the oldest and I was the youngest.
So in his family, right.
So he had training wheels and went a little bit longer. And I had that on Aaron for like a month.
Oh, yeah.
I held that, and
he just
skyrocketed to the moon.
Coolness. Zoomed right past you.
And bike riding skills.
Oh, you should see him now. He's incredible.
Oh, man.
He's like doing tricks
and unicycle.
He's the Unipiper.
I've never seen the
Aaron and the Unipiper in the same room.
I haven't.
Oh, wow. Well, hey.
You know what? I haven't seen you and the Unipiper in the room either.
You know, you can.
There's a lot of people.
I've seen what he looks like. He's like, you know, you can find him on social media.
All right. Okay.
He's just some guy.
Or is that the guy they want you to big unicycle?
Right.
How many Unipipers are there out there?
Show us that long form birth certificate or whatever the fuck that was.
But yeah, man, I'm proud of him.
Yeah.
He is, and we were down at the coast, and he's just cruising around like in the grass and the dirt, going over mud, just hitting, not falling, or he fell once and he just hopped back up and
that's awesome.
Wiped it off, wiped off his muddy knee and just kept going.
Cruising along
kicking
with
ass.
The big boy.
Wow. So proud of you.
I'm a proud papa.
Proud papa.
Good job. And you're wearing your papa bear. For everyone who can't see, which is everyone, Brooks is making a real show of drinking his cider over there with two hands. Well done. Watch, one-handed. Ooh. You. So good at drinking.
Yay,
I did it. I'm an old man. I know that ramp thing, I know this is going to be very dated, but he like very carefully walked down a ramp.
Oop.
And people are like, Trump. And people are like, whoa, look how old and weak he is. I mean, yeah, he's like, isn't he like 70 something? He's also like pretty fat.
Turns out people, the older they get,
he's just like walking kind of careful.
Get old.
You know, don't get me wrong.
The more years you're on this planet, the older you are.
You just keep getting older. I detest the man immensely. And he holds like almost no redeemable qualities as human. Probably none. But is that the thing we need to bust his balls about? Like, yeah, I don't know. He's an old man. He's walking carefully. I know he like came back and was like, I'm fine. I can walk down ramps. And and he's an insane psychopath.
And but next time he came out on one of those hoverboards.
Right. Yeah. He's doing backflips and shit. See, I'm tough. I can do it. It's just a kind of a petty thing to go after him on. A Tom Petty thing to go after him.
Speaking of Tom Petty.
Yeah.
Tom Petty's birthday was this last past weekend.
Was it really?
No, I don't know.
Oh.
That would have been a great transition. I had a terrible dream last night.
Oh, yeah?
And it was long, and I woke up, like, upset.
Oh, really? It affected you emotionally. Tell me about it.
We got some new neighbors.
Uh-huh.
But they were, like, the worst human beings, a whole family of the worst human beings possible.
Okay.
Like,
was it the Burbs?
It was, I'm not sure.
Okay.
But like, it was a pretty vivid dream where I'm just standing out in front of my house. Hey, meeting the new neighbors that are rolling up. And somebody's like, oh yeah, we're the new neighbors, chatting with me. Oh, hey, here's, my brother's just pulling up now, and then he, like, there was a car parked in front of his house, and he just smashed into this car and just pushed it out of the way, and then somebody came out, and they, like, just started beating the shit out of this guy.
Cool.
After just smashing the other guy's car, and it was kind of like, you know how you always thought it would be cool being in the mafia and hanging out with mafioso friends.
I guess.
You know, John, everybody else.
Yeah, everything. Yep.
I used to think it was cool. You know, watch Goodfellas. I'm like, yeah, he beat that guy with the butt of a pistol.
Way to go.
Just for saying something to his lady.
Right. Way to go, you criminals.
And
the poor.
Show that guy who's boss because he's wearing a cardigan wrapped around his shoulder and tennis shorts.
How dare he?
How dare he? He's the bad guy, one percenters. And, but apparently it was terrible.
Oh.
And he was like threatening me and doing crazy shit at my house and all this stuff. And I woke up like, man, that would be terrible. There's nothing I could do. The law wasn't on my side.
Right, yeah.
Even though this guy's like,
you go into the station, they're like, my hands are tied.
Killing my dog. I'm like, well, I don't know. There's no proof that your neighbor killed your dog, except for my neighbor sitting there with a bloody knife in his front yard.
There's nothing in the rule book because he can't.
Like, son of a bitch. That dog shouldn't have poked his snout over the fence.
I often consider myself lucky. I try to appreciate how good of neighbors I have.
A deaf family?
The deaf people. I mean, that's an ideal situation when you have obnoxious children like I mm-hmm. do. And then my other neighbors are cool as hell. Pat and Jan, they're always really nice. And they're like really sweet to my kids. And, you know, they're out there all the time. So if I ever had a kid make a run for it, they would keep an eye on them and help them out. And yeah, it could be way worse.
Yeah.
I don't know. You have pretty good neighbors so far.
So far, like, it has been about a year ago, Jamie and I were like, it's pretty much nothing.
Yeah.
We're on our own little island here. The 90-something-year-old lady next door is in the home.
Right.
Apparently, she's still alive.
Good.
Jamie
good.
Talked to...
The son?
The grandson.
Okay.
Like, yeah, she's still...
Just trekking along.
She's in a different home. She's doing all right. And she's 90, what, 5 years old.
Oh, really? She's quite old.
But I think she was 93 when she went in there.
Yeah.
But with COVID, she's just like on lockdown. So
yeah.
They can't even visit her or anything.
Well, those care homes, they have to take extreme precautions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then...
it's going to be a lot of vacancies like next year. At the old folks home? Yeah.
It's,
Well, we'll see.
We'll see.
No, fake news. It's fine. Anyway. I think part of why I'm tired of podcasts right now is basically all of them are just talking about COVID, and it's a real bummer
mm-hmm.
to listen to all of them. There's one that has, Paul F. Tompkins is one of my favorite comedians. He's on 100 podcasts. He's doing
one.
He
wears a bow tie.
He does.
He's the one with the bow tie.
He's doing one with his wife called Stay F. Homekins.
Okay.
And him and his wife just sit there and chit chat for an hour. And he's one of my favorite. He's so funny. But you can't blame him, but all they do is talk about COVID and stuff.
I mean, that's.
That's all there is to talk about, I guess.
That's pretty much all there is to talk about.
Well,
besides all the rest of the terrible things that were going on,
well,
like before this started.
I was talking to Tanya today. She was showing me the Tide Pod things that we have.
Oh, I remember.
And she goes, man, these look amazing still. They look so good because there's like three different colors. They're all swirly. Looks like a jelly candy. And I go, remember when that was our biggest problem as a culture was Tide Pods? Can we go back to those simpler times?
I mean,
we're all playing Pokemon Go, eating Tide Pods.
How many people really died of the Tide Pod
challenge? I don't know, like 5 maybe. Who knows? Anyway, they still look tasty and I want to eat one.
What the
so
fuck's
bad.
The deal, Tide? Make your pods
did they not...
look less delicious.
Yeah. Why did we go away from the dumb powder that we all had growing up? What's so wrong with the powder?
Because people don't want to have to measure things.
Well, they have the powder that's in the little pouch.
Uh-huh.
And I don't want to eat those, but they add those tasty looking colors. I'm like, oh, man.
You see those three.
Now I'm horny for that
Tide Pod. You see those three colors and yeah. You think to yourself.
Delicious candy.
I bet this works three times. First you think delicious candy.
Right.
It's probably three times as delicious as the powder.
Right.
Soap.
Oh, it's got to be.
And then you're like. I bet this cleans my dish. Is for dishes?
I think the stuff we have is for dishes.
I bet these clean
but
my...
But Tide Pods are for clothes.
Because the swirl action combined with the spinning of your dishwasher...
Right.
...creates the perfect storm of cleanliness.
Oh, so clean in there.
And man, it just looks like it's doing something.
Yeah, yeah. I guess that's what it is. But I like how they were just like, hey, everyone stop eating it. And they didn't change their product at all.
Fuck you guys. Stop this.
Knock it off. People are like, but they look so good. They're like, too bad. Don't eat them.
I think they were like.
We're tied. Fuck you.
Don't eat them. I mean, more people are dying from Vicodin and.
Oh, yeah.
And opiates than Tide. So, and fucking. Vicodin just looks delicious.
What, the pills?
I got to get rid of those swirls on the Viking pills. Yeah, maybe people will stop popping them like candy.
Delicious. No, we're on to Xannies now. That's what I do.
Okay.
Xanax?
You got some of those from me?
Yeah, that's a party drug. People use it as a drug. I don't know. I'm so fucking square. Fuck, I can't tell you.
I'm really loving this quarantine life.
Are you?
I've sunk right in.
Well, yeah, you have a hot tub. What do you care? You have no worries.
I've soaked right into this quarantine. I've really heated up my body with quarantine. Oh, man.
I massaged my worries away with bubbles, with jets. Hey, I sat in a real deal hot tub today at my sister's.
Oh.
I went over there.
What's it like?
To try to mend the rift that you created last week, talking shit about pit bulls and plumbers. No, I'm kidding. We had a little family Father's Day get together, and she's got her real hot tub. I sat in there for a little while. Unfortunately, it was open for a long time, and the kids were playing in it, and she keeps it cooler for the children. So it was only like 100 degrees.
Fuck. Oh,
I was like,
fuck, get out of here.
Wasting my time.
That fucking 100 degree tub.
Well, you know, the little kids are in there. You don't want to cook them.
Warm tub.
Yeah.
My house.
Are you still, you know, changing your filter and doing your chemicals and everything?
I'm keeping up with it, man. Yeah. Twice a day after this, after you leave.
Yeah.
I'm going to finish cleaning up the house. And not down here. Don't look around. It's filthy down here.
Yeah, the basement.
And, I'm gonna get in that hot tub. I've just come out with Jamie, and I've said, Jamie, I
have to be truthful with you. I have something to tell you.
I have something to tell you, Jamie.
I am a hot tub guy.
I'm a hot tub guy. No, I try better as a parent. As a home keeper.
Okay,
I do the dishes.
Yeah.
I get on task. I know you want to take away the mental load.
Right.
You want me to take away the mental load?
Right.
Just because I want to? I'm talking to you now,
John. Oh, okay.
But I said,
I know you still don't know what it is.
I don't know what it is.
It's okay. I've given up.
I catch a glimpse of it every once in a while. I grab onto it and hold it, and it slips away. It
disappears. I understand.
Still don't understand. But I said, you know what? I do all these things. So you won't get mad at me, and I can get in the hot tub.
Oh, I see.
I have to do my chores first before I can just sit around and do nothing.
Right.
And that's
was she getting mad at you for spending too much time in the hot tub?
I said, I do these things so you won't get upset. I'm not going to be hanging out in the hot tub while the dishes need to be done.
Okay, that's good.
Or like, I'm not just going to be like, all right, going out to the hot tub, and the house is a mess.
Right. No, that's so good. That's important. See, you're growing.
I'm growing as a human.
Yeah.
It took me 35 years to figure it out.
Oh, speaking of.
Do these fun things.
I want to find out. This is our new segment. Hey, Brooks, what's your deal?
Okay.
I'm trying to, by process of elimination, I'll figure out what's wrong with your brain. Do you think someone that you're close to is actually an imposter? They've been swapped with a doppelganger?
There's a chance?
Okay. That's called Capgras syndrome. And it's an offshoot of dementia where you think like your wife is an alien or a robot or something. All right. So I'll put a maybe next to that one.
There's a possibility. All not right. Anyone specific. I have some people in mind.
You're like, that's not my mom. My mom died 10 years ago.
My mom used to be a lot younger when I knew her. Her hair was much browner.
Right. I don't know who this lady is. Get her away from me.
My mom had a perm.
All right. Well, we'll put a maybe next to that. We'll circle back eventually.
So, yep. I figured it out. Those are my things. What's your deal, John?
What's my deal? Oh, who knows?
Keep it up. We'll never find out.
I did appreciate last week listening back when I was doing the edits for the podcast.
Thank you, by the way.
I made fun of you for being scared of a dog, and then I told a story about me being scared about a dog. So I'm a huge hypocrite, piece of shit. I understand that.
Being a hypocrite in my eyes is one of the worst things.
It is.
Besides
and
a murderer.
In the Bible, Jesus only says he hates one type of person, and it's hypocrites.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Fucking never uses hypocrite.
The, never uses
He's supposed
hate
to
word.
Love all of us.
Wait, what? Oh, yeah.
Jesus. Fucking hypocrite.
Oh, dang.
I found the flaw, man. Turns out.
You've cracked open this whole
cracked
religion.
Cracked the code. Not, right. Not real.
Hello, Vatican? Brooks has got something to tell
I
you.
I got a passage you need to look up.
They're like, oh, shit. Well, shut it down, guys. He cracked it.
Hand back all those paintings we stole from the Jews.
did the Catholic Church do that?
I imagine.
Oh, yeah, probably. You know, I'm starting to think those guys aren't so nice. Organized religion. Boo.
Mm.
Anyway. Oh, I have an exciting story.
What's your exciting story?
Friday, I'm walking up to unlock the door to go into work, and there's a little bit of water trickling out.
Uh-oh.
Of one of the bay doors, like the roll-up door.
One of your doors?
Yeah. And I walk in, I unlock, and I walk in, and there's water coming down from the sprinkler, like the fire suppression sprinklers. And my first thought was, there was a fire,
mm-hmm.
like some electronics caught on fire, and the sprinklers went off, and they would have ruined everything.
All the things.
And I was like, oh,
and you'd
well.
Be out of a job. And
yeah. I'm sure my boss would just take the insurance claim check and retire. That would make the most sense. And I was like, oh, shit. Well, time to get a new job. Anyway, I turned the corner, and a little water line that was in the attic had burst during the night. And luckily, it just sprayed water all over, like, the machine shop and not the microscopes. So those were fine.
Those you don't want getting submerged in water.
No, but, like, you know, the toolbox can get wet. I mean, it sucks, but it's not the end of the world. Nothing really got damaged. So I spent probably 3 or 4 hours squeegeeing water off the floor and shop vacuuming it up and moving all the shit out and drying out the shop, which is actually the second time that's happened. Probably 4 years ago, the neighboring unit's water heater exploded and flooded their bay. And it like came into ours as well, like went under the wall. And flooded the back room in my lab. So I've done that 2 times now.
We
showed up to work and it's fucking inch of water on the ground.
I came home from the coast one time and the hose had burst.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And I came home and I like walked down into the basement here, stepped down onto the carpet and it was just
squish. Ugh, that's not good.
And the hose had burst in the backyard, just
right.
Full on hose, just going for 3 days. Wow. Right next to the house. And luckily,
It's a basement.
Yeah. And we don't have everything we have down here is in tubs.
Yeah, that's mostly
and
what
I
was
think
at
I
work.
Just threw away this carpet or the carpet that was here before this one.
Got another chunk.
Got this new one from scrap from Home Depot and threw that down. And whatever. I cut away underneath the bathroom and just had a fan blowing under there for a few days.
Yeah.
Just to cut down on mold or whatever, if there was going to be any, I'm sure, whatever.
I mean, we live in Oregon, so everything's always kind of damp anyway.
I don't have any radon, but mold down here for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
But mold is not as high on the list for cancer killing as radon is. Like
no.
Your filthy house full
right.
of radon.
My disgusting cancerous house. I probably have plenty of mold. Yeah. Just those spores floating around. I mean, whatever. Is mold that bad for you?
I know mushrooms can get you in high or intoxicated. I've been told in the past by people.
I've heard
Has
about this.
Has anybody ever tried it? Scraping some of that mold off the walls?
Putting in one of their bongs and smoking it?
I don't know.
Yeah, it might be.
What people might or may or may not do. With
we'll do some tests afterward.
Some mold scrapings? Or maybe accidentally cure gonorrhea?
Oh, there you go. Get rid of the clap.
Oh, yeah. We learned about that last
that
week.
That terrible scourge, the clap.
We figured that out.
That's, yeah.
Man, you get the clap all day long. Just a couple easy pills.
Just a little bit of penicillin. You'll be all right.
If follow-up... I forgot to take my last 3 pills for my antibiotics.
Oh, for your nuts?
For my testicle pain.
Right.
And
It's coming back?
I'm rolling the dice. We'll see. You're supposed to, what? Like, it went away after 5 days, but the other pills are supposed to, is that how antibiotics work, John?
Yes, but, you know, you're just, if you knock it down to 1% and that 1% comes back, it's going to be antibiotic resistant. So you're basically diminishing the entire human race's ability to use antibiotics by being negligent with your penicillin.
Well,
or amoxicillin. What was it?
Amoxicillin, like probably.
You're ruining it for the rest of us.
I know I'm ruining it for the rest, making some super bugs.
Yep.
That
yep.
are antibiotic resistant.
Yep.
But has the world considered that I had left my house and was like,
I was on vacation.
I was like a mile on the way to the coast before I realized
I'm gonna turn around
that I had antibiotics at home.
Crazy.
And I was like, I've gone too far.
Yeah, I've committed to leaving the house. I cannot turn around.
I can't return.
That's like mentally the hardest thing. Getting in the car. I've done that where I'm like 10 seconds down the street and I was like, ah, I forgot my wallet.
Well, now it's my face mask.
I leave it in the car.
I got to just leave one. Yeah, I got to leave one in the car.
And I'm like, I just won't eat lunch today. Because it's like too hard to turn around and go back. Fuck it. I'm going
to
do it.
There was a while when I was trying to be really good about my diet before I could trust myself.
Uh-huh.
Like I can now.
Mm-hmm.
Trust myself to not buying terrible things.
Right.
That are so, so good.
Oh, they're delicious.
All right, I'm off the wagon.
Oh, no.
Wagon sucks. I'm back up now.
I'm back on that ground.
I'm back on that sugary, sugary ground.
Mm, delicious ground.
But I've been like, oh, I'll intentionally leave my debit card at home.
Right, so you can't buy.
So I can't buy anything.
Cheeseburgers and stuff all day.
And then those are always the days where people are like, you look like you're hungry. Here's some candy.
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
oh, we got donuts.
Hey, we got donuts in the office. I'm like, well.
They're like, they're not for you, but you'll eat them anyway.
It was meant to be.
You rule breaker. Remember, you got in trouble for that.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
Fuck that guy. Fuck all right, Brooks.
I'm still
salty about him.
He has no idea who I am anymore. It's the same thing.
Let me. Superfan Tanya.
Superfan Tanya.
Also known as my wife, asks this question.
49. Great question.
What is the story behind a scar that you have? Oh, that's a good question. Have I ever told my fun scar story?
I don't recall.
When I was a kid.
The one on your forehead?
No, that one's.
The one on your lower back?
No.
I call that the 3-point line.
Okay. What does that mean?
I don't know.
Oh.
We'll figure it out.
Gross. When I was a boy, my neighbor Noah was similar in age, so we spent a lot of time together. I talked about him last week. And one day I was running between our houses and there was a wire fence, like a cattle kind of fence,
mm-hmm.
between our houses when we first moved in. We later cut it down, probably because of this.
So you could run back and forth?
Yeah. I was climbing over the fence and it's, you know, like thick wire. And I tripped and I don't know how this happened, but I fell on the fence somehow and one of the wires poked through the skin on my kneecap.
Ooh.
It, I guess, went all the way through. I was pretty young, so I don't really remember exactly how this happened. But I have a scar at the top of my kneecap and one at the bottom. And I fell down into the bark dust, cried, ran home, right? Got some Band-Aids and some kisses on my boo-boos.
Mm-hmm.
And all was well. And like 2 weeks later...
You were 17 years old.
This was 3 weeks ago. A few weeks later, it still like wasn't healed. It shouldn't have been that big of a deal. It was just a puncture. And I was picking at it with a needle, as you do uh-huh. as a kid. And I pulled out a piece of stick, like a I don't know, a quarter inch of stick or half inch of little stick that had somehow got in that wound when I fell off the fence onto the bark dust. Or into the dirt, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, wow, that's crazy. And, you know, the whole family gathered around and...
And your mother...
Ood and awed.
Your mother has it on her mantle to this
and,
day.
And hold on.
Oh, shit.
A couple more weeks go by. Knee's still all pussy and infected. So I start picking at the other side of the scar and I pull out the other half of the stick. Somehow I got a stick all the way through my kneecap and it had broken to two pieces.
Ugh.
And yeah, it took 2 weeks to get the other piece out. And my mom still has them in a Ziploc bag.
Oh.
In my like little keepsake book. And the one that was in my body for longer is a little bit fatter because it was just absorbing water or whatever.
Aw.
So, yeah, I have a little, funny little scar on my knee.
Do you have... What would it take for you to keep something of your children's...
Gross shit from my kids?
Besides their teeth. Because the tooth fairy gives them to you after collecting them.
As we all know. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe if I like cut a finger off, I'd probably keep that.
Keep the finger?
Yeah. Well, I didn't keep any hair. We haven't lost any teeth yet. I don't really want to keep the teeth.
I mean, in my religion, you have to keep all bones and teeth to cross over to the underworld.
As
overworld.
The overworld.
Underworld? Overworld?
I like overworld better.
To cross to the overworld?
You need all the bones you started with.
Yeah. So, man.
What?
All those amputees.
They don't get into your overworld heaven?
I'm sorry. Them's the rules.
Wow. It's in your Bible?
It's more like a pamphlet.
Oh, I see. It's like, a zine.
It's a zine.
Yeah.
It's like 3 pages, 2 of them are advertisements.
Yeah,
like
it's hard to write a bunch of stuff. It just says like no amputees. That's a fun line to draw.
Unless you save those bones.
Okay.
So when you go to the doctor, you say, I got to keep that.
They go, oh, you want all the meat? You go, no, just the bones.
Just the bones.
And you keep them in a necklace around your neck?
Just in case. Because they have to be on you.
Oh, I see.
This is another...
So if you die traumatically and like your leg bones at home, tough shit.
I learned this from Mario 64. Remember when the bird would steal your hat or the rabbit would steal your hat?
Yeah.
And then you'd get a star, but you couldn't get the star because you didn't have your hat?
I don't remember that, but...
I think that's how it worked.
Okay. You were stuck if you didn't get your hat back.
He'd be like, bunny. Huh? He'd have his star, but he wouldn't have his hat with him. And he'd be like, wait, where's my hat? Where's my magical hat?
Oh, I see. I don't remember that.
And then you'd go out into the castle and you wouldn't have your hat with you and you couldn't really do anything. So, yeah.
What did you use your hat for? It wasn't Mario.
It needed to be with you.
Galaxy.
For you to cross to the overworld.
Odyssey. Okay. All right.
This is before hats became a big thing. Big trend.
Hats are a big thing.
2016?
You know what's wild is the whole like beaver pelt trade, you know, that we always learned about in school, part of the Oregon Trail, you know, people out here slaughtering beavers for their pelts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all those pelts were just for hats, right? It was just for a fashion movement back in England.
And you're fuck like, all this shit, man.
What
the fuck were we thinking about? Like 400.
Gotta have a cool furry hat.
200. What's our thing now?
Oh,
like
shit.
Like digging up, well, at least it's like digging up nickel from nickel mines to make your phone or chromium.
Sure.
For your chromium books.
Right.
And at least it's for something cool. It's not just.
What's wrong with a hat? You know, like a cool beaver hat?
I mean, the hat doesn't tell you what time it is.
That's true.
Have access to your social media. I guess it gets you in a higher social standing.
What's our dumb shit we do now?
What's the dumb shit we do a lot for, besides diamonds? Diamonds is like
that's still
the
stupid.
90s.
Oh, no one's into diamonds anymore? It's over?
Fuck, I don't know.
Does your wife have a diamond ring?
She's got a little baby diamond ring.
Yeah.
She doesn't listen to the podcast, but she said at our 10-year, she wants a bigger wedding ring.
Okay.
Or something, and we're rolling up on 11 now.
She forgot about it. I don't think she forgot. She's just lowered her expectations.
If she said, I need a better wedding ring for you to be able to get in that hot tub, you know what she would have later that night?
Yeah, you got to be careful. She's got a really good motivator for you. That's a good stick, carrot on the end of a stick for you.
I'm down.
She's like, Brooks, do all this cleaning. Build me a shelf.
Okay.
Fix the shed.
All right.
Dig out this hole before you can get in the hot tub.
That's fine.
All right. You need that motivation. It helps you.
It's easier.
Okay.
If I get the light at the end of a tunnel, as long as I have all my bones alone.
All your bones.
But, okay, for my scar story.
Oh, right.
I think I may have told this, but remember back when there would be shoes on power lines?
Yeah. I always heard it was gang something.
I
But I don't believe that now as an adult.
I was told that also, but
oh, that's how gangs mark their territory.
It's like, oh, there's a drug dealers hanging out here. But maybe that's how it started. And then people were like, hey, man, I got shoes.
Hey, I got shoes. I can throw them out there.
Easily just tie them, the laces together.
I think
together
that's
and
all it is, throw right? It. They go, wouldn't it be funny if I got some shoes stuck up there?
How long will they be up there for?
Basically forever.
And unless you're a bunch of a pack of like six kids.
Feral children.
With nothing to do in the summer. So there was a pair of shoes on the power line.
Right.
And I was like, hey, let's cut those shoes down.
Okay.
The plan
let's
was
throw ninja stars
looked,
at it.
They looked kind of nice. So like, first of all, maybe they're nice shoes.
Right. Typically so, nice shoes up there.
I'm not sure who came up with the idea. It was back to my friend Aaron and his two brothers, Nick and Ross.
Yeah.
And maybe some other neighborhood kids.
Jeremy. Jeremy's brother.
Jeremy. Maybe.
Let's pull him in.
Maybe they were there. Okay. Jeremy's brother, past guest. And we're like, okay, let's get a long stick. So somebody found, went into their dad's stick pile.
Right.
Grabbed this 16-foot long piece of quarter round trim.
Oh, okay.
And then okay.
Is that a stick? That's lumber.
A little piece of lumber. We need something long and straight.
Hey, speaking of lumber,
okay.
I heard in Australia, lumber and timber are swapped, the meaning. For here in America.
For when you cut something down, you go, lumber!
No. When you cut something down, we call that timber, you know, like a bunch of trees.
Mm-hmm.
And then it gets cut up and it becomes lumber. I heard in Australia, it's the other way around.
Well, Mandy?
Mandy, call in. Or write in. Let us know.
I did talk about... I went down to the coast.
Uh-huh.
And she razzed me and said, that is not the coast. She watched a video.
Yeah, you are in the woods.
And but okay. It's 3 miles from the coast.
So...
Or 4 miles from the coast.
If you live in Portland, once you go over the mountain range, that's the coast, quote unquote.
The coastline.
We don't go to the beach because the beach is awful and cold.
It's awful.
But we go to a different forest on the other side of the
every
mountains.
Once in a while, a confused seagull makes its way up there.
Yeah.
And apparently that's called the hinterlands.
The hinterlands. Yeah. Okay. The hills by the ocean.
Which I might start calling it. I'm going to go down to the hinterlands.
The hinterlands.
Up above Pacific City.
Yeah, I imagine in Australia their beaches are nice and you spend time in the water. Here our water is what? Like 2 degrees centigrade. It's barely above freezing and it's awful.
Mm-hmm.
You can't go swimming.
Nope.
And it's usually very windy and cold. So even in the summer, it's like, you can't swim.
Everyone in Australia, okay, people do. I don't want to say everyone.
Every Australian.
The majority of Australians live in the hinterlands, maybe.
I don't know how really it is. Around by the coast.
I've gotten emails from her before saying that we have mountain ranges. Apparently Australia is huge.
Huh.
They have all the different environments that we have,
okay.
But it's just over there. It's not the coast.
It's not all just beaches.
It's not all just beaches and that weird opera place.
Yeah, the Sydney Opera. Sydney Opera House.
So, somebody had the idea.
So you got a big long stick.
So we got this big long piece of quarter round.
Okay.
Base shoe, perhaps.
All right.
For you construction workers out there. And I think we wrapped, duct taped a razor blade onto the end of it.
Okay.
So now.
You got a big stick with a knife on the end.
We're taking turns with this big stick with a razor blade on the end of it. Trying to cut that shoelace.
Did it work?
Cut them down. Yeah, we cut them down.
Cool.
And then we...
And you have those shoes over here on a shelf.
And then I think we wrote all over them, like we signed them.
Ah.
And then we tied them back.
Threw them back up.
And threw them back up there. But nice. Now it had proof that we were rebels.
That's how you marked your territory as a gang.
And yep.
Wait, were you in a gang?
I don't like you're to talk about street. It.
Did you get jumped in and you had to jump out?
Well,
blood in, blood out?
Well, then I took this piece of stick... And I think I smashed it on the ground and it broke in half. And my friend, Aaron, his little brother, Nick,
yeah,
said, "That was my dad's stick," and picks it up and swung it at me.
Oh.
As I'm running away, because I'm like, oh shit, there's a razor blade on the end of that thing. And he's swinging this thing. I'm not sure if it was the razor blade, but something jumped up and bit me, like a Forrest Gump.
Right.
And there's
in
about,
the buttocks.
And there's about...
I had about 15 Dr. Peppers.
About 8 inches down from my the center of my buttocks, butthole.
Okay. Butthole.
There is a 6-inch scar.
Wait, on the back of your leg?
On the back of my leg while running away.
From Nick slicing you with a razor blade?
It was either the razor blade or the broken half of the stick.
Wow.
But it just completely sliced through the back of my cargo shorts.
Wow.
And I was like, I'm okay. And I just limped home.
How much cargo did you lose?
I lost a couple bags of Skittles.
Oh, no. A
couple, I don't know, my change.
That's why you were crying? Mom's like, "What's wrong? Oh my god, you got cut." And you're like, "My Skittles."
My parents were gone and I went home and I just laid on the couch with like a towel wrapped around my leg, and the kids were so worried about me that they went and told like some parent, and they came and checked in on me, and I went to the hospital and got like whatever 20 stitches.
Oh, really?
On the back of my leg.
So it was pretty substantial cut.
Yeah. And it was my growing ages.
Uh-huh.
Where I've always been a larger child.
Okay.
But the girth of my leg, it's like the scar, a nice neat scar would just be perfectly healed straight.
Uh-huh.
But just like stretched out. So it's like an inch wide.
Is it really? You still have it? Still pretty visible?
Mm-hmm. But I have to.
Take your pants off.
It's not
Show
as
it
bad as...
Do a little dance for me.
Maybe it's not.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe
it's good.
See, John, look.
Does Jamie comment on it when she's behind you? For no reason. Pegging you, yes.
Oh, shit.
Hey, no kink shame. No kink shame.
No. None.
We're
none
kink,
taken.
Kink.
And that's the story of my leg scar.
That's cool. Is that the only scar you have? You've never been hurt?
I almost cut off my finger with a pair of loppers.
Oh, yeah, dude. Loppers will get you.
And it's like halfway through. I think I hit the bone.
Right.
And
yeah.
That stopped it in my fingers because I was cutting up some grape.
Yep.
I was stepping on one side and chopping with my left while sliding it in with my
right. And those brush cutters almost took your finger out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I've gotten a bunch of cuts here and there, just normal stuff. I cut my finger in art class in high school with an X-Acto knife, and I went to the nurse at school because it was bleeding quite a bit.
Said rub some dirt on
it. She's like, "It's fine." And then I went that was first period. I went the rest of the day, and then I went home, and my mom's like, "Maybe we should take you to the doctor." And he's like, "Oh yeah, we'll give you some stitches for that." So I got like 6 stitches in my fingertip, but that's about it. I've never broken a bone.
I broke just my wrist.
Like skateboarding?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you have to go to the doctor and get x-rayed and get a cast and all that kind of shit?
Mm-hmm.
No, my bones are too strong.
That was the only one.
I might be unbreakable. I'm not sure. I've been in like 7 train crashes.
I have a weight bench in the garage.
Oh, okay.
If we'd like to...
However many plates you want to put on there.
Load it up.
Yeah. I like how his invincible bones make him strong.
Well, it's like, if you haven't watched Unbreakable.
Yeah, spoiler alert. Bruce Willis is unbreakable.
He's unbreakable. I didn't realize that.
Makes you really strong.
No, it's like, he's unbreakable, so his body won't allow himself to be crushed by this heavy
thing. Yeah, so you put on 400 pounds and he just falls and sits on his chest and goes, "Well, I'm not strong enough to pick this up."
No, but then, like, a normal person would have that 400 pounds on their chest and then just die of starvation.
Right.
Stuck underneath it.
Right. But it doesn't mean he can push it back up. He can't press that weight back up.
To be unbreakable, you need to be able to get out of any situation.
You know, this science fiction movie has some plot holes. I have some problems with it.
Do you think there was some copycat guys that went and like did some terrible things in hopes that just one survivor.
That's all terrorism is. That's what ISIS was trying to do.
Find that one survivor.
Yeah, Mr. Glass was in charge of ISIS. I don't know if anyone knows that.
Is ISIS? Okay. COVID took over all my ISIS talk. Jamie, I mean, before COVID, It was nonstop ISIS.
Was it?
No.
I thought we were kind of over ISIS.
We won.
What was it? We should listen back, see what it was. We ISIS. Were upset about...
They were pretty shitty to all their people. Or wait, I don't fuck.
Who?
ISIS?
Oh. Remember the 99%? We got that all straightened out.
Yeah.
Was it Coney 2012? We figured
Coney.
That out.
Coney? Yeah, what happened to Coney?
We figured that
Is
out.
Is he done?
Yeah, it's fine. It's solved. Yeah, who knows?
I think we've solved this one.
We got all these problems licked, dude.
I have no world-solving solutions this week, John.
Oh, all right. Well, we'll try again next week.
But, yeah, man. That's all I got for you.
That's all I got, man. You want to go hang out in the hot tub?
Do you have your trunks?
No.
All right. We'll have to better. Do it skinny dipping this all time. Right. You can see that scar.
Oh, boy. I can't wait.
And the other one.
Uh-oh.
The vasectomy scars aren't very impressive to you.
Oh. Can you tell? I can't find those scars. It's just a wrinkled mess down there. Who knows what's going on?
Yeah, man. You got to pull it out and look real hard.
Oh, no. I'm all right. It's fine. Okay. Thanks for having me, buddy. Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day to you.
Thank you.
Last week.
Oh, right. Yeah. This week out of date. Is it your experience and your perception that Father's Day is sort of a holiday?
I don't care.
Yeah, I also don't really care. I got a tortilla press.
You did?
To make tortillas.
For making tortillas?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, like, I got my wife a hand mixer.
I got one of those, too. I haven't used it at all.
Yeah, I need to use it.
It's the year of the tortilla press.
I was gifted a very lovely nap this afternoon.
Aw.
Which is all I want as a father.
Mm-hmm.
Just leave me alone for like an hour and a half so I can snooze in the back room. And that's the only present I need. Yep.
And all. Owen came in, jumped on you.
No, June woke me up crying about something or other.
All right. Yeah. Well,
anyway.
You should have stopped at one. Too many children.
I know.
All right. Bye-bye, all right. Everybody.
Bye-bye. It's just a wrinkled mess down there. Who knows what's going on?